With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says people who murder in the District of Columbia should get the death penalty.
Capital punishment. If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty. And that's a very strong preventative.
Well, the matter over Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cookin may not be over after all. One day after she was fired by President Trump, she is reportedly now preparing to sue the administration. More on that story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Attorney Abby Lowell said that President Trump has no authority to remove Cook. No president has ever fired a Fed governor before, but the president said Cook seems to have had an infraction.
We need people that are 100% above board. And it doesn't seem like she was.
The law that governs the central bank allows for the removal of Fed governors for cause. The Trump administration alleges that Cook committed mortgage fraud. Greg Clugston, Washington.
United States is ramping up efforts to boost production of crucial components used in electric vehicles, smartphones, and fighter jets. Trump administration pouring money into the critical mineral industry to reduce reliance on China. It's also launched a national security investigation into foreign-made mineral products. Industry insiders have long viewed critical minerals as a national vulnerability because they're critical ingredients in many defense applications and an assortment of high-tech products. A rash of hoax calls on active shooters on a number of colleges and university campuses. Hoax calls say they are making students and teachers very nervous. This is SRN News. ISIS is still lurking.
According to research conducted by the United Nations, the Muslim terrorist group that was driven out of Iraq more than a decade ago has not disbanded and it has not gone into hiding. ISIS and its affiliates are terrorizing Christians and others all over sub-Saharan Africa, and they're active in Syria and Afghanistan as well. The UN report says the group is highly adaptable and is utilizing the latest technology to carry out violent attacks in many places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France summoned American Ambassador Charles Kushner to Paris Monday after he wrote a letter to French President Emmanuel Macron stating the country does not do enough to combat anti-Semitism. French Foreign Ministry says the allegations are unacceptable, but France, which has the third highest population of Jews of any country in the world, has seen a rash of anti-Semitic acts recently. This is SRN News. Leaders from Britain, France, and Germany holding talks with Iran concerning compliance with nuclear inspections of its program.
Concerns over the nuclear program have only grown since Tehran cut off all cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The Europeans agreed with the US earlier this year to set an end of August deadline for invoking the sanctions mechanism if Iran fails to meet several conditions, including resuming negotiations with the US over its nuclear program, allowing UN nuclear inspectors access to its nuclear sites and accounting for over 400 kilograms of highly enriched uranium. I'm Charles Tillesma.
German police detaining a suspect in connection with the attack on a young American at a train station. Police say the American had come to the aid of a young woman who was being bothered by two men. They then attacked the young man who suffered minor injuries. More details at srnnews.com.